Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Two of the hardest working actors in Pittsburgh, Jason Shavers, Montez Freeland. It's like a powerhouse in here. I can feel the talent is burning my eyebrows.
Oh, we're hot.
But you two have been very busy. I think you just closed two shows recently,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Dreamgirls and what?
We did Dreamgirls together.
Right, right.
And then what did you do before?
I did J.H. Mechanics of a Legend.
I saw that.
Right,
you were working very hard.
Yes. Moving mountains.
So you're cast together in Wild with Happy, mm-hmm, at the City Theater. It sounds like a comedy. I love that title, Wild with Happy. I think I'd have a bar named that if I had a choice.
That's not a bad idea.
We should have a drink named that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I will volunteer to make the recipe.
Okay.
After three of these, I'm wild with happy. But what does the title mean? What's a little bit about what this show is about?
I think that Wild with Happy is something that you feel that's beyond your normal sense of happiness. I think it describes that happy that just goes beyond.
Beyond.
Beyond. So our play is a little bit like that. It's very outrageous. I think that's how they're billing it, as an outrageous comedy.
Well, they cast the right people.
Well, they sure did.
And we're only half of the crazy.
Right.
Part of the show.
The show's about the main character is named Gil. He's dealing with his mother's death in a very unique way. And he's aided by Mo, his best friend.
Your Mo?
Yes.
Who is ridiculous. I'm just going to leave it at that.
All puns intended.
Yes. And then he has his crazy aunt who's pushing him along the way that he's not exactly ready to go down. And then there's a crazy, well, not really crazy, but new age funeral director who I play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's perfect. I can see it.
Yes. Yes.
All right, so what's all the gossip? Tell me about the backstage drama. What's going on?
Are you ready for it?
What's it like to work on this show?
I sip this tea right
now. Okay.
Oh, I knew I came to the right place.
I'm going to tell you right now, this cast is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really there is all to say. I mean, they are C. Kelly Wright and Corey Jones who round out the cast, and they are some of the best people to work with because they're game and they're fun.
Mm.
And Reg is amazing to work with.
Yes, this is Reg Douglas's, I believe, main season debut as a director for the city.
Yes.
So this is a big deal. He's been directing a lot around town, too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, taking gigs.
Yeah. Well, yes. We've all got to do it.
Well, yes.
Yes.
I put this tuxedo on every Monday night to pay for my piano lessons. So that's how we do it. But you guys have worked together on a couple shows before, right? Dreamgirls was one of them.
Dreamgirls was the first time.
It was? All right. Yeah. So what do you feel the two of you have in common as performers?
We show up on time.
Okay.
We play well with others.
Yes.
Very good. That's always important.
Working together, I can say that Jason's always game because I'm a little bit of a planner. I'm like, hey, let's try this. And Jason's like, cool, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, and then we'll go out and try it. Not during a show, but in rehearsal.
Oh, yeah,
It's like, let's try this. Let's see if this will work. And Jason's always like, okay. So that's always great to have a scene partner who's like, let's try it. Let's have some fun.
So how do you think your methods differ?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I think we have very similar methods.
Yeah.
And we play off each other. We suggest things to each other. We work well together.
Yeah. I take his notes, when he gives me notes.
I don't take his.
Yeah. Are you serious? You give each other notes?
No.
Like that couple from Waiting for Guffman, right? The Albertsons,
yeah,
they gave
exactly
each other the notes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to picture that that's what happens at the end of every rehearsal, and that'll make me very happy. Coleman Domingo is the writer of this, and I was informed that he is an actor on Fear the Walking Dead, and I say it that way because I don't watch these zombie shows, but I assume it's good and people are into this.
Yeah.
And this is
yeah.
So, are you going to get to meet him, do you think?
There is a chance.
Yeah.
We did Skype with him during rehearsal, and he just gave us some more input on the play.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he is busy shooting, but he's hoping for a chance to just fly in and catch the play. And
what is it like to Skype with a celebrity?
it, you know, it was nerve-wracking, to be honest.
Even more so than seeing them in person?
Yeah, because I think in some ways, it's like, what angle is this camera going to be at? Because you hit me from under here. You know,
right.
Why did you cast?
I hate name? Skype because I have to get dressed up for it. You know,
exactly.
I have to do my hair, even to talk to my sister in Indonesia. I still have to. You know, I can't bear to be seen in my robe and you know. My,
exactly. We did. Yes. We all looked fancy that day.
We did. Yeah, exactly. We were like, won't catch us.
Well, I hope he gets to see it. What do you think audiences are going to enjoy most or relate to most about this production once it's running?
Well, I think that audiences are going to see their family. Their friends. I think that black audiences are going to see their aunts, their mothers.
Most definitely.
Their gay cousins. You're going to see many different people in your family, and it's going to, I think, help you understand some of those people that we call crazy or wild for no reason. I think you get to see the deeper side of why they are that way, and hopefully it'll bring you closer into some healing.
Healing from those terrible Thanksgiving dinners that we've all had to endure, where some drama always goes down. So now we're kind of getting some inside glimpses at that.
Yeah.
So it's like therapy.
It is
therapy.
It's a universal topic. It's about dealing with loss. Everybody has to deal with that, and they deal with it in their own way.
Yeah.
And everybody, I think, can relate to that and just take something from the show.
Mm. Yeah, and if humor can be found in that, that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, and there's tons of humor.
Through this.
I know, I follow you both on social media. You've been posting a lot how hilarious it is and what a good time you're having. Mm-hmm. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing it, as I'm sure many are. Again, Wild with Happy at the City Theater, April 8th through May 7th. We've got a month to see this thing. There's no excuses
to get there. I won't talk to you again if you don't come
see. Tuesday through Sunday.
Indeed. Well, break a leg, gentlemen. It was good chatting with you about it today, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.